From cross-generational yoga to new kitchens, there are many projects on the horizon for nonprofit organizations in the Chilkat Valley. And a local community foundation is helping them reach those goals.
Smile!
Recipients of grants from the Chilkat Valley Community Foundation squished into a photo after an awards ceremony at the Haines Senior Center. The CVCF is an affiliate of the Alaska Community Foundation. CVCF Advisory Board co-chair Liz Haywood distributed nearly 20 grants to community organizations. In total, they gave out around $24,000. Southeast Alaska Independent Living, or SAIL, received one of the largest grants, $2,000.
And this $2,000 grant for their last resort fund will allow them to provide their clients with mini grants of $25 to $500 to allow them to live independently at home, at work, or in the community.
Haines Animal Rescue Kennel also received a $2,000 award for its 2018 spay and neutering program.
This program ensures all animals adopted from Hark are spayed or neutered, and it helps provide pet owners with vouchers so they can take care of that in Whitehorse or Juneau.
A few art projects will be supported by foundation grants. One comes from the American Legion Post 12, which received $1,500.
In order to both beautify the town of Haines and honor our men and women who have served in the armed forces, the Legion will be getting an award of $1,500 to help them install a military wall mural on the side of the Legion.
The Alaska Arts Confluence was awarded a $900 grant for Phase 2 of the Fort Seward Sculpture Garden.
This money will be used to restore and cap the granite foundation at the old barracks building, install an ADA wheelchair entrance and path, and design and construct an ethnobotanical garden.
Several educational grants were awarded. The Haynesboro School District Library got $700 to support a puppet workshop for grades 4 through 12.
Three members of Geppetto's Junkyard's incredible puppet troupe will meet with students twice a week. They will be making puppets, writing a show, putting on a community performance, and then they'll cap the whole thing off by being the featured artists at the Alaska Arts Confluence first Friday, May 4th.
The Haines School also received $500 for an elementary school wellness plan.
It's critical that our youth learn how to swim with confidence. This money will help pay the pool costs for additional pool time for the first grade class, and it will also help fund a movement coach for the third grade to help with their motor skills and to get a lot of physical activity to help them focus on academics.
The Chilkat Valley Preschool was awarded just over $1,000.
This year we are awarding $1,091 towards operating support and special programs. This money will help purchase more wiggle seats for the classroom and start a joint yoga program for the students and the seniors, as well as support day-to-day operations and professional training.
The Tuckshinnuck Watershed Council's fish trivia program at the school will continue to be supported by a $2,000 grant. And $500 will go toward a Girl Scouts of Alaska summer day camp.
Summer camp opportunities for children in the Chilkat Valley are limited, and Girl Scouts of Alaska will be traveling to Haines again this summer to do another day camp, so local girls can experience all the fun and character building that happen at camp.
Hospice of Haines was awarded about $1,700 for its Giving Voice project.
This two-year project will be a collaboration between high school students and hospice clients, and it could end up being a very cool model for other communities. Students will teach clients how to use Skype and FaceTime, and they'll use AV equipment to interview clients about their lives.
We should say KHNS is also benefiting from a grant from the Chilkat Valley Community Foundation. They're giving Lynn Canal Broadcasting a couple thousand dollars for soundproofing, so you don't hear things like this in the background of important news stories. The Alaska Native Brotherhood and the Alaska Native Sisterhood and the Foundation for the Chilkat Center for the Arts both received grants for kitchen renovations. Other awards went to Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Friends of the Haines Public Library, Haines Friends of Recycling, the Haines Senior Village, Rural Alaska Community Action Program, and the Salvation Army. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins.